T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet. Rocks.
Hey, yo, hello. You ready to catch a contact? Well, then grab some Visine and let's do this. It's now time for Nine's best damn audio. Yo, Nine, hit this, brother.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now exhale. Oh, your breath smells like meatballs.
Thanks to P1 Harlow's Plumbing Service.
That's right.
A meatball sandwich.
Yeah, I appreciate you only sending one when there was a bunch of people in here. Thanks, buddy.
I'll give you a bite.
I don't like to eat at all, plumber dude.
That's true.
Plumber man.
Now he'll feel bad because he's a nice man. He'll bring more now.
All right.
He'll feel bad. Fat boy will guilt trip somebody into something.
I'll do it.
Jeremy Clemens is about a birthday present. Man. That other thing he did recently, and then now he's going to guilt trip Bill Harlow into a meatball sub.
What other thing? I don't know this.
Something else. I forget the specifics of it, but he guilt tripped somebody recently about something. I don't remember what.
Making something up.
There was a thing, though. But anyway, Nine's best damn audio. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get started with I'll get started with Roseanne. There's an update on Roseanne. She was on Hannity the other night.
As in
Sean Hannity?
Yeah, yeah.
And she was talking about her next career move.
Her next career move.
Yeah.
I think I heard this.
Tell me what's next for you.
Porn.
No.
I'm kidding.
What's next? Porn. Here's your headline.
No, I'm just loving doing my own stuff in my own studio. And
want to get back on stage? You want to hold that mic?
I do want to go back on tour. Yeah, I want to go on tour and do my stand up because my stand up, I just love and look. I love looking out there, and I don't have I have a really diverse audience of fans, and I'm very proud of that. You know, I don't just have preaching to the converted. I got all kind of opinions, and I try to unify what's universal between all of us.
I'm going to give you a choice, Matt, man.
$50
is the price tag. You can pay $50, and I will give you a ticket to go see Roseanne on stage doing comedy.
Yeah.
Or you can give me that $50, and you can watch the Roseanne porno.
It's $50.
Man, I was sitting there thinking, Roseanne doing it. But then I was thinking, God, man. Like, here's the thing, and I'm not saying this with any political tone, any kind of dismay toward baby boomers, anything like that. She's slipping up top. And, she's literally slipping up top. And I'm not saying for what reason why I'm saying that. You don't know why I'm thinking that. I'm just saying she's out of control mentally, and we're all just sitting back either laughing or shooting dirty looks at her or whatever. Nobody's really dealing with what's going on there.
With Roseanne?
Yeah, she's slipping mentally.
She's had a lot of outbursts for a long time. I don't think it's anything new for her. Matter of fact, the guy who can tell you all about it is Tom Arnold. I mean, Tom Arnold would sit there and tell you this has been going on for at least 30-odd years that he knows of.
Yeah, now you got to wonder, was he as bad as she said he was?
See, I don't necessarily think. I mean, he wasn't good, and he said plenty about how bad he was.
Yeah.
Like, if you call Tom Arnold a cokehead, that's fine because he said it about himself plenty of times.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, not anymore. But in his day, no, he was hell. Like in his day, he was bad. But I mean, she's always been prone to outbursts and stuff.
Yeah.
Like she just. It's just that now it's weird because she got in so much more trouble for it. But now she's like almost elderly, so if she ever had an excuse, it would be now, not then.
Maybe you're right, because like when she, in the 90s, when she had more of a, more attention or whatever, you didn't have the social media. You were guarded. You were closely guarded. That's why now with social media and all this, the real so-called bad people have been exposed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You're...
You give them enough rope, they hang themselves.
Mm-hmm. They will. They'll tie it up in a nice little knot for themselves. You know what was last night? We talked about it in the opening of the show, and none of us watched it or realized it was going on or DVR'd it, but it was a thing.
The roast.
The roast of Bruce Willis, who used to be briefly called Bruno for a nickname.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that? In the 80s, he was Bruno.
When he played, what did he play, a harmonica?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that was part of it, too, when he was doing music, which was more recent on the music. Yeah. His ex-wife, Demi, was there.
Now, Fat
Boy, when I sent you the order of the clips, I called them both Demi Moore, but Demi Moore will be first, followed by Nikki Glaser, okay? Uh-huh. So we'll start with Demi.
Are you surprised?
Yes.
Yes, I knew he would be. Yes. I mean, even though I went over everything yesterday, I knew he'd forget. But I was there for some special moments, like groundbreaking. I mean, when Bruce, he got his career-breaking moment in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
I mean, it was... It seemed really odd at the time. I mean, he's big action star, like doing a little indie film. But Bruce went over to Harvey Weinstein's hotel. And I don't know, he came back swinging that ball gag. And man, he said, I got the part. You know, after our divorce, he said that he considered the end of our marriage his biggest failure. But Bruce, don't be so hard on yourself. You have had much bigger failures. I mean, Planet Hollywood, Hudson Hawk, Striking Distance, come on. Campaigning for Michael Dukakis. I mean, turning down Clooney's role in Ocean's 11 to focus on playing the harmonica. I mean, I could go on, but they said it's a two-hour show.
I would have never been able to tell you that was Demi Moore. She's getting an older woman voice. And I mean, she should be getting older, but I would have never thought that was Demi Moore.
I thought her voice was throatier than that. Like more
rasp.
Of a
rasp.
Yeah, more of a throaty, seductive rasp than that. Kind of like, yeah, just less redneck. So, yeah, she did that, and obviously none of us thought it was that great because there wasn't a whole lot of laughing going on in the studio.
Well, it was fast-paced, too. I didn't want to laugh all over the punchlines.
That's true. But now,
I wouldn't have.
Now we will give you a little bit of Nikki Glaser, who Fatboy's a big fan of.
Real comic.
She's funny.
Bruce, I know you obviously as the star of every DVD you kind of just find on the street. Obviously, you had an amazing action film career until Jason Statham started balding. A lot of people don't know that Bruce is a very talented musician because he isn't. Bruce has also been very active with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which is where they make sick kids meet you, so dying doesn't seem so terrible.
Wow. That was good.
She's good, man. That's what a roast is supposed to be. It's what she did.
You think, like, Fatboy, you think along those lines. Does she have roast jokes ready and just the names are interchangeable, a lot of them? Because, like, with the musician, like, I knew the minute she said that what the punchline was going to be because he's not one.
They got to, man, on a few.
Yeah.
Or it doesn't take them real long to, you know, come up with some good stuff. Because she'll write her own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The other people, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you got any of Bruce, but supposedly Whitney Cummings wrote some of his comebacks.
Yeah, I had some audio of him. I just didn't wind up using it. I cut the star out for time.
Yeah.
I might have to go back and watch it.
More focused on his ex-wife and that funny blonde girl.
Nikki Glaser.
Yeah, she's hilarious. So good for her stealing the show at the Bruce Willis roast.
Do you have a movie out? Bruce?
I don't think so.
Huh. I don't know what he's up to, man.
I don't know how they pick him.
I don't know.
Does Jeff Ross pick him or who?
He owns a small amount of it because he pitched it initially and then got the ownership.
Yeah. Does Bruce Willis excite anybody in the room? Like if Bruce Willis is in a movie, does anybody in the room get excited?
I don't not get excited, but like I put him in the and this sucks, but I put him in the same category with Nick Cage. Like you want to play a game this afternoon? Go on Netflix and look at Nick Cage movies, and you're like, Jesus Christ! First, I can't believe anybody made this movie. Secondly, I can't believe Nicolas Cage is a star.
Yeah,
it makes some bullcrap.
And to the point, Nikki Glaser made. You can also look up Jason Statham movies and get about the same thing. Like, oh my God,
this interchangeable. I'm better than him.
He can't even tell them apart because they're all the same damn thing.
Mm-mm. Tell your buddy to watch his mouth.
It's weird. He's been a preacher. He's been a sailor. He's been a time traveling sailor.
Yeah,
Nick Cage,
father, teacher.
His career is basically faces? A bunch of verses that got cut out of the Highwayman song.
Yeah,
gotcha.
You want to hear a song?
Somebody roast Nick Cage. That would be solid.
He'd never agree to that. No. He needs the money, but he'd never agree to that.
Yeah.
Here's a song that's long lost, long forgotten, never released. It's almost 30 years old. It's 27 years old, to be exact. But it's been around for 27 years. It's recorded by a legendary figure, a legendary name, and it was never released.
You want to play it and see if will I be able to identify the singer?
Well, see, I would do that, but it's such a weird thing that I think I need to tell you a little bit more about.
All right, go ahead.
It's a rap song by one of the Beach Boys. Any guesses?
Brian Wilson?
Absolutely.
It has to be.
It's called Smart Girls from 1991. So this is back in the whoop, there it is kind of rap days.
Wasn't Kevin Love's uncle?
No.
My name is Brian and I'm the man. I write hit songs with the wave of my hand. Songs of surf and sun and sand. I make great music with my band. Songs of guarantee and songs of
he have MS or something?
Drugs.
Oh.
Wow.
Did it make him have MS?
Making me get it.
I think it might even buy more drugs.
Wow. That sounds like Kidz Bop.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking, if John Lennon hadn't been killed, he might have done a rap album. If Elvis. Yoko wanted to do it, he would have done it.
Elvis, too.
And Elvis.
Yeah.
Dude, death saved their legacy, man.
The
I'm 80s serious.
Would have been very unkind to Jim Morrison, Elvis Presley, Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, the 80s would have not been kind to any of those men.
It would have been really, really bad.
Yeah, it would have been.
Not true, baby.
I mean, you see what that was? That was in 1991, and Brian Wilson still stuck in the 80s. Bad.
What would have happened if Elvis and John Lennon both lived? They're still alive today. Whatever. Who would have done a rap album first? Maybe they both did, but who would have done it first?
Elvis.
You think so?
Elvis. Probably. Yeah.
That's right, baby. King of Bling, baby.
Yeah, but Elvis
would he remix like first. Hound Dog?
Maybe. He'd be sampling his old songs. Like, he'd be sampling Suspicious Minds. Like, they were sampling Beach Boys songs and the Brian Wilson rap song that was terrible.
What was the Fat Boy song that,
Twist. Chubby Checker and
Chubby
the Fat
Checker.
Chubby Checker and the Fat Boy.
I remember that one more than the original version. God, it was like hip hop suited for me as a kid. Like Fat Boys, they had a song called All You Can Eat.
I know.
It was about a buffet.
And all the songs really? Just sounded like music for little fat kids, too.
Yeah. It was about about going to a buffet, and it listed all the different items that were on the buffet. And that was my favorite.
Oh, it makes me want to go to Quincy's.
It really was about a buffet.
It really
it's called
was.
All You Can Eat.
It wasn't like one of them Two Live Crew things.
Oh. No.
Like, no. 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 Do you have the Braves thing ready?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that next. It's the Braves announcers. The Dodgers were in town playing the Braves in Atlanta, and the Dodgers were wearing some I guess they had their sleeves rolled up is what it looked like to me. So like they were wearing basically like muscle shirts and shorts. So they had their clothes rolled up to be more comfortable in the Atlanta heat over the weekend. Anyway, the Braves announcers turned into your grandpa. It was kind of funny.
I want you to look at some things that were going on today in batting practice here with the Dodgers. What do you see? T-shirts. You see Chase Utley with no socks and pants up over his knees. T-shirt. This was prevalent with their whole team. And I think about fans that come to SunTrust Park who are Dodgers fans and want to see their players. They had no idea who any of them were. Nobody had any kind of uniform or batting practice shirt on with their name on their jersey. They look very unprofessional. And I think I can say this because I know what the Dodger organization was all about. And I don't know how Major League Baseball allows such attire when the gates are open and fans are watching. Chase Utley, I've had nothing but respect for him his whole career. I think he's a great player. I thought he always played the game the right way.
Cut him off.
That was an embarrassment what he had on today.
Fashion faux pas.
Imagine wearing that, though. You're wearing, like, back in the day, they wore wool.
I know. And you, the disrespect. How does Major League Baseball tolerate somebody taking the field without his name on his shirt? Yankees, all of you, for your entire history, 27 World Series championships.
If they don't say anything to Chase Utley about taking a whole can of dip and putting it in his lip, mm-hmm. they ain't going to say anything about not wearing a shirt.
He wasn't wearing socks. Can you hear? He wasn't wearing socks, and your grandpa's mad about it.
Oh, my word.
You know what's offensive is the state
that Jeff didn't talk like Chrisley when you said Chase 14 times.
That's true.
Chase.
If anything's offensive about that, it's that those guys work for the Atlanta Braves, who are owned by Liberty Media, who mm-hmm. have a pretty good ball club, but aren't about to go making any moves to put it over the top and really compete.
Yeah.
Because they're not in it to win. So the embarrassing thing to baseball is that Liberty Media owns a team.
Why do you feel they don't want to win, though?
They don't. They set a budget. They run it like a business. Oh. They run it like a business, not like a sports team. They run it like any other business instead of running it like a sports team where the season is fluid and you have a chance to compete, but they don't want to. That's why I've been off that bandwagon, because I'm not going to support that. They don't even support it.
You want Mark Cuban to have a team. Gives out money hand over fist.
Yeah, but Major League Baseball would rather have Liberty Media own a team, which, again, that's the embarrassing thing. The Dodgers wearing shorts and no socks.
It's like the Knicks, like the, you know, that whole Madison and Square Garden Trust owns that team. And Dolan's the CEO of that, so that's why he controls them.
Yeah, it's just a mess. But so, but yeah, old men still being old men, and it's still funny. We'll move from there to – I have one more clip, and this takes me back to me being a kid.
Was this when your mom paid too much attention or not enough?
This is when it was too much attention, because okay. this would be at the doctor's office is where this happened.
All right.
There's a video been going around YouTube since late last week. It's a kid, you may have seen it. He's about to get a shot at the doctor's office,
mm-hmm.
losing his mind because he thinks it's going to hurt. Then, well, it doesn't hurt. So we'll let it play out.
You can close your eyes, sweetie. You don't have to watch me. This is just my hand. See? It's just my hand. I'm massaging. You're looking at me. So you don't look at me because you'll make me conscious also. I don't like that. Okay? You see, you're looking at me.
I can't.
I know. You can't. Okay, so then look only in my eyes. Look at my eyes. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. I'll keep looking at you.
Look at me.
Yeah, no, I'll keep looking at him.
You did it.
What?
It's fine.
All right, Glenda, the good witch.
No.
Wow. God, that's maniacal.
No,
it was like a
evil,
sweet lovey-dovey cute moment until, like, weirdo there.
That's his mom.
Wow.
Wow. Oh,
it's like I thought her skin was going to turn green as she laughed, and suddenly the white suit would be black, and she's a bad lady.
Her laugh at the very end is straight up Wicked Witch of the West. Can you go back on that, Fat Beth?
You're about to get stuck, Junior.
Get you, my pretty!
I
ain't never heard anybody laugh like that without a stage nearby.
Evil, man. But the reason that reminds me of being a kid, dude, I was the same kid over at Dr. Harrah's office when I was a kid.
Yeah?
They wanted to prick my finger to get some blood one time. I was losing my mind. I'm talking about I was like 9 or 10 years old. I was way too old to be acting like that. I was losing it, though. I was like, they had to physically restrain my right arm to prick my finger and get one drop of blood out. And of course, it didn't hurt when they did it.
I thank God you ain't a diabetic.
But I was trying to run away from them, man. I was trying anything I could to get away from them so they wouldn't prick my finger.
He didn't try to prick all five?
It's embarrassing now to think about.
Yeah. It could be a prick.
Palm of your hand.
Yeah, I'm not. That's my best damn audio.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Oh, have we got something for you. This might be the best thing ever or something out of your nightmare. There is a campaign on Facebook to unite the most beloved rock band with the most ridiculed lead singer.
Okay, hold on. The most beloved rock band with the most ridiculed singer.
Yeah.
So they were a band at one time?
Yeah, the band was a huge band in the 90s.
Oh, the 90s. Oh.
Yeah.
Huge. I was about to say Led Zepp. They hate each other, right? Jimmy Page and Robert Plant, they hate each other?
I don't think they hate each other. They've just gone on to do other things.
They're wealthy and don't need each other.
Yeah.
Crap. Who was somebody that broke up in the 90s that were really popular?
Man.
God, I can't.
Hanson?
I have to play off a list.
And didn't get back together? And isn't currently on tour back together doing some kind of 90s nostalgia crap for people our age?
Yeah, anybody can go. I mean, if you had one hit in the 90s, you can get a summer tour out of it.
Yeah, yeah. $65 gets you a ticket to see Della Mitri.
All right. Do you want the answer?
I love Della. Who?
You want the answer?
Please.
Well, there's a campaign on Facebook in the UK to reunite Nirvana with the vocals from Chad Kroeger of Nickelback. What do you think about that?
I just looked up Nickelback. I didn't even have to guess or I didn't know who it was. But he gets trashed so much. Everybody likes Nickelback.
So there's only about
these people want to put Chad Kroeger in Nirvana?
Yes, for one night only. What's you got a problem with that?
I mean, I don't care.
They want Nirvana to play show with Chad Kroeger singing.
Yep, and so the date being New Year's Day, 2019. Only a 2% chance of that ever happening.
I think Dave Grohl would probably do it. I think he would do it. I don't think...
Well, he hangs out with Pat all the time, so Chris Novoselic is the guy.
Yeah. He'd be the one you wouldn't be into it.
Yeah.
And also Courtney Love, if she has some kind of...
Yeah.
Something to say about it.
But if you look, I posted that on our Facebook page, and it doesn't look like our listeners are there. Oh, hell no, is one of the responses. But
yeah, but you know what? They're all saying, oh, hell no, but they love Nickelback.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Nickelback puts on a good concert. There, I said
he's a good singer, okay?
So, I had a ball at their concerts.
Why do people hate him?
I don't know. I've not went there and not had a good time.
Like he himself,
really?
Chad Kroeger himself.
Did I pay for tickets? No, that might have been why.
Chad Kroeger himself was not at all personable or friendly. Like I was in the same room as him two separate times in the same day. Either he was having a bad day, or he's just not particularly a friendly guy.
Yeah, well, you're on the wrong side of the wall in that one room.
But like, how many people who? how many people? Yeah, that's true. He couldn't see much of me. But how many people
neither
know?
Neither could you.
Hey, I mean,
sorry.
Why not?
This was a decade ago.
How many people, though, have ever been in the same room with the guy enough to dislike him or gather some kind of opinion about him, you know?
Yeah.
At least I was around him enough to say, yeah, he wasn't nice and warm and didn't give me hugs or speak to me or look at me or anybody else.
The first time I met him, I wore his cowboy hat and said I didn't know there were cowboys in Canada. And then the second time, when Jeff and I met all of them, they were so nice. I mean, I've never had a jerk response from him.
Well, everybody else in the band
was
wonderful the last time they came to town. But even we were hanging out at Wild Wing with Hinder afterwards, and Chad Kroeger was up in the upstairs part just by himself with, like, big, beefy security dudes. Just him and big, beefy dudes hanging out.
Hey.
Like,
and where was I?
You ain't even letting the women up, man. Do something fun.
Beefy dudes, I'm all about that.
I mean, a fire goes off when they play Burn It to the Ground. It's awesome to even watch on TV.
It's a good concert.
So this place will take place, I mean, the show would take place at the Nirvana Hair and Beauty Bar in Manchester.
Oh, God. Did we just go through this and this is some kind of beauty salon's Facebook little gimmick?
It's some little thing that they're doing on Facebook. And so far, 6,000 people say they're going to attend. So,
if it was, like, I mean, if it was in Charlotte or Atlanta or Greenville, I would go.
You remember the thing about Limp Bizkit and where was it, Morgantown or somewhere?
Gastonia, right?
Yeah.
No, it was like Morgantown, I think. It wasn't anywhere as big as Gastonia.
So there's no comment from Chad or Dave on if they would be willing to perform together, but yeah. You never know.
Yeah, you do.
You never know. What if Foo Fighters they happened to be in Canada and they brought Chad on stage? That would be awesome, right?
All these people work for a lot of money.
That's true.
I mean, they don't go anywhere for free. They don't pick up a guitar for free.
What is Chad Kroeger Nickelback complex? Like, really? If Fatboy said it a minute ago, I'm still trying to figure out the psychology on it.
I don't get it. I mean, they're worse singers.
Yeah.
I'll say it. Kurt Cobain was a worse singer.
Oh.
He didn't really sing. He just kind of, yelled and welped his way through songs.
I think a lot of it with Nickelback is that
they're Canadian.
Lyrically, they're very contrived.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to put it besides that they have all these rock songs, but I never for a minute thought he meant a word of it.
Yeah.
That's the thing with Nickelback, is you never thought they meant a word of it.
Yeah, this is exactly what I was thinking of, too.
Yeah, I mean,
a shot of tequila.
I think that's why people don't like them, because they get the impression that they don't mean it.
They will go and see the country music equivalent of it and buy and sell. I mean, man.
How you going to call them lyrically soft when they have a line, it's the bottom of the ninth, I'm never going to win?
You're right.
Yeah. It's the Canadian thing. If these guys were from Alabama or just America in general, I think we'd give them a little more of a push.
I think if he seemed like he meant it, people would like him more. I think that's the thing that detaches them from their audience, because when it comes to like going to a country show, it's all la-di-da, but people take their rock and roll quite seriously. So I don't think they take their country as seriously. You know, like, you don't have to mean country, but they want you to passionately mean it with their rock and roll.
But when they stop singing, we've heard their song so much that you can sing the rest of the song all the way through. They get so much radio play.
They did a wrestling theme song for Raw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these.
So did Union Underground.
Come on, man.
Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well.
Oh, you know what I heard this weekend? You'll love this.
What's that?
All right. Garth Brooks, we love him together.
Yeah.
He's our guy. But we also hate the song Two Pina Coladas.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I heard this weekend?
Why?
The original chorus was supposed to be Two Pina Coladas. I want one for each hand. Give me a big bag of ganja and roll it or something. It was about weed.
Yeah, okay.
And the record people or whatever said, no, you can't be putting out a song about weed, Garth.
I know.
So he's like, okay, I'll change it and talk about Captain Morgan or something.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Well, and then like Eric Church happened, and then he changed it so you could talk about weed in your country songs just all you want to.
But he said, Garth, you can't talk about weed. Like, Garth was going to be the guy who did the first song, or one of the first mainstream songs about weed and country music, and they told him not to, and he said, okay.
You know what's funny is about 3 or 4 days ago, Eric Church heard the exact same thing. You can't say that about guns!
Is he anti-guns now?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, he'll sell more couches if he is. He's got furniture.
Yeah. He has couches.
Country music couch.
Country music couches.
That's better than duck hunting couches.
That's better than duck hunting couches.
Or I was at duck hunting mobile home.
You want my country music couch, guys? Go pick it up.
Yeah, I knew.
Good luck getting financed.
You don't want to, man. You're never going to get invited over to Uncle Si's pad.
No, you're not. You better change your ways, Mr. Man. Well, how about this? 2,000 Americans say that they have done a terrible thing.
2,000 out of 320 million ain't that bad.
They did. I don't know if it's really a cardinal sin, but that's listed in the story, that they made the cardinal sin of forgetting their partner's birthday.
Again, if only 2,000 people out of 320 million Americans have ever forgotten that, we're doing pretty damn good.
That's bad at all.
No, and men are twice as likely to forget, according to the research. So about They found that 52% of the men have forgotten their wife or girlfriend's birthday before. That's compared to 24% of the women who have done the same.
Is she wrong on the number? I feel like you're speculating she's wrong on the number.
I thought it was funny because she said 2,000 Americans, but I didn't know the sample size. But now we know it's 52% of the men.
Oh, okay.
So I was just having fun. I wasn't trying to be mean. I was
thought you were busting ovaries over there.
No,
I was busting fun.
It busts, that's so good. Thank you. Because I hate busting balls, and that's the same thing. I appreciate that.
She's cool with me talking about her ovaries.
I am. Well, I mean, I can't, but nobody can bust my balls because, unfortunately, I don't have them, so I appreciate that.
Unfortunately, she says.
I wish I did have
them. Well, you got a birthday coming up. So.
I know. I need a surgery.
So with this
thing. I just hope nobody ever kicks my wife in the purse real hard.
No, that'd be bad. So they spend $164 compared to $117. So the men spend a little more than the ladies do on birthdays. So how about this?
What about on the subject of forgetting birthdays?
If you're a woman and you forget, I think you should be sorely shamed.
But it's okay for a man to not remember the date.
Because women, y'all are the glue. I mean, y'all know all the anniversaries and this and that. And if
imagine the pressure that entails being a woman, the modern day woman.
I don't know, man. I just think that you shouldn't be in a relationship.
They don't forget.
I mean,
don't. I've never known a woman to forget her man's birthday. I've never known that woman.
They don't forget dates, but I think as a man, like, you ought to be able to remember the three or four dates out of the year you're supposed to remember.
What I'm doing by saying that is putting women up on a pedestal, saying they're great at that.
They are good.
They
at
never
that.
Forget them.
Mm-mm. Well, I got my husband an anniversary present, but it didn't come in the mail yet, but I didn't get him a card, and I felt so bad on our anniversary because he went completely all out and did the same thing for me, but I just didn't get him a card, and I thought that was the worst thing.
I don't think – well, you need to find out how your mate feels about cards, but cards are cards. Cards are a gimmick. We can text now.
but some people expect cards for some reason.
And it's like I'm saying, if you know that they expect it, get them those cards. But if you find out that they don't care and you both don't care about cards, that's cool.
Yeah, so, or if they like it, I guess, you know? If they really like them.
I like handwritten notes.
Those are the best.
Heartfelt.
Yeah.
That you know.
And literate women.
They know that it wasn't something that they just found off Pinterest.
Right.
You know, that it came from the heart. So the average person isn't just going to forget just once. It'll happen four times while they're together. So don't feel bad if you forget something, like birthdays.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
I got kind of lucky on that end, though, because my wife's birthday is July 11th. And
7-Eleven.
Real easy for fat guy or stoner to remember, certainly.
Yeah.
Just any American, basically, will remember 7-Eleven real easy.
You ever think April 20th is something special?
Sometimes it is. This year it was a Friday.
Yeah.
So 1 in 5 couples have gotten in a big fight over it, and 12% have broken up over forgetting to get something.
Jimmy, your anniversary was your first date, but then when you got married, that first date is out of your mind now, right? Like, can you tell me the date of the first date you and Sarah had?
I want to say it was September 9th.
Okay.
Again, easy to remember.
September 9th?
Yeah.
9-9.
And then,
all about you.
Yeah. And then, so luckily they're both in September.
Yeah.
Well, here's some exciting news. It's official. Princess Leia will be in Star Wars 9. So Disney and Lucasfilm denied it at the time, but over the weekend they reversed the course and said that this is what they're doing. They're not going to recast a role or use CGI. It's just some footage that was filmed before that they're going to put in the movie.
Yeah. I mean, so it's B-roll from many years ago. Because, like, Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, the last time she was right before she died. She was in one of those installments, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So they'll use that. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. I don't know where they are on the timeline on those, so I can't really. I don't know.
I forget. I've seen all the old ones. I got to watch the new ones.
Like, where are they right now in the current one? The one that just came out was 8. So where is that? Like, how old is Luke Skywalker in this one?
I don't know, man. I think he's an old guy.
Yeah, he's old.
Yeah, we have to get some kind of Comic-Con go-to person that we can text when we have these questions.
So they were talking about recasting Princess Leia and maybe throwing the name of Meryl Streep in, but I don't think that she would make it into that whole genre.
She wouldn't have any interest in that whatsoever.
She should.
I don't think she would, though.
No,
she
probably
could
not.
Do her own thing.
She's too avant-garde.
She don't need to be in everything.
No.
No.
Put what's her name? Keaton. What's that lady? The one who wears gloves all the time.
Diane.
Oh, yeah.
Diane Keaton. Put her in there.
I could follow the Michael Keaton even better, but I could follow the Star Wars timeline through the first three movies. But after that, I don't know much of it.
Yeah, because then
I never saw him.
Then Anakin, and then, you know, all that.
I tried to watch some of them, but I didn't like them much. I couldn't do it.
So at the box office over the weekend, Mission Impossible Fallout was number one, brought in $61.5 million.
I seen it. Wow.
Yeah, why didn't we get the review?
I don't know.
Was it good?
It was good, but I didn't really think it was the best of the franchise.
Oh, man.
I like ones where you figure it out at the end, and this one you don't.
Oh, okay.
You figure it out pretty soon. So, but it was good action.
So don't go see it?
I mean, you can see it if you like action.
Was it better than The Equalizer?
Yeah, that movie is way too long.
That was third place on the list, and down to number nine, Skyscraper.
Oh, man.
In its third week.
What a wonderful movie that was.
Yeah. So,
it really was.
But people are going out to see it. It's not, you know, kicked out of the box office yet. So.
We'll get another week.
What do you say out of how many, what is your scale for movies? What do we call those? Pentagrams. How many of scale of 1 to 5 pentagrams? What do you give Mission Impossible, the new one?
I give it 4.
Okay.
It's worth seeing, but I just think it was one of the best ones.
I will say that the movie Skyscraper being number 9 is the only movie in the top 10 that isn't also a television show or a sequel or a prequel.
Right.
It's the only one out of the top 10 that isn't a sequel, a prequel, or a television show with some Teen Titans.
But Mr. Mantman says we've lost all our originality.
Well, Jimmy says that too. Yeah. I mean, we have. It's just a reboot, reboot, reboot.
Yeah, that's true. It's sequel, 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 sequel.
I'm going to do a preboot.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
No, we don't
you know
need
what
more
that
prequels.
Means?
That would be a prequel, right? Like the first Purge.
That's right. Uh-huh.
That's a preboot.
That's
I might not be going back to the movies as much since MoviePass is borrowing money to stay afloat.
Oh, yeah. They couldn't afford tickets last week.
Yeah.
Well, right then. That's
what happened if you showed up with it, they wouldn't take it?
Well, they grayed it out so you couldn't go see it. You couldn't select it as a time.
That's what somebody on Twitter was complaining yesterday. Like, how is Jurassic World like peak pricing all day on Sunday?
Yep.
Yeah, I saw somebody on my Twitter complaining.
Peak pricing, a joke. They screw you on that, too.
Huh.
It was last Thursday. I saw some in the news. They didn't have enough money to cover the tickets for last Thursday.
The theater, don't say where you went, Fatboy. The theater you went to, would they let you pick out your seats?
Yeah.
God bless. The ones I go to don't.
Yeah, I don't want to say where I went because it wasn't a good experience.
Okay. Well, I go to Cherrydale usually. And
that's nice.
Yeah, but they don't have the Adam pick out your seats. And
yeah.
That was one of the – I love that idea.
That app is awful.
Yeah, well.
I don't get it. Because, you know, like you said, there's only a few that have reserved seating.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, then. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
You know you love them, but all you got to do is like the Rise Guys at Facebook.com/933ThePlanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3. The planet just rocked.
Thanks to everybody who called Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, emailed, all that. We had a great time today. A little preemptive strike there, too. Tomorrow, we have a brand new Truth and Consequences. That'll go down right at 7 a.m. Just after we do the first P1 payoff of the morning. We'll have that tomorrow. Also, I'll have my father-daughter review of Vans Warped Tour today in Charlotte. I forgot where I was going for a minute.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to Warped. So we'll have that tomorrow. Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. A 93-minute rock block going to kick off next. Paige got you money soon. Fatboy again, 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We go live at 6. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed Monday. Tickle it, guys. It's good.
Don't touch that dial. I just want to find a little. Ow!
The man said I can't touch it.
Can I just hover my finger there just a little while?
Ooh, can you hear what the man said?
A 93-minute rock block is coming up next on 93.3 The Planet Rock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.